Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Be strong.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined by that dude, the Dark Knight himself, the Chocolate Boy Wonder, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son, Mr. DSP. What's good with you, bro?
I am fantastic. It is good to be back in the co-pilot seat next to you, my best friend and good brother, Van Meadows. Salute to you, King. And since this is Black History Month, first let me say happy birthday to one of the persons whose shoulders you and I stand on, Langston Hughes, who was born February 1st, many years ago. But for this month, I'm going to change my moniker. I will not be the Chocolate Boy Wonder for Black History Month. I will be called the Ebony Einstein.
Black History. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear that? Where's Rick James and Smokey Robinson when you need them? Ebony Einstein is
come on now. Ebony Einstein.
I love it, bro.
That's what we're taking it just for the month. That's what we're taking it. We only got 28 days, so we're going with Ebony Einstein. How are you tonight, bro?
Hey, bro, I'm doing pretty good, man. Ain't got no complaints, you know. Just another day in paradise. Another opportunity to rock out on the Get Down with my brother, the Ebony Einstein, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, man, I'm doing pretty good right now.
Right on. And I saw that picture with you and your twin earlier. I was like, looky.
Yeah, man, beautiful, my baby, beautiful. Man.
I hope y'all putting some of these pictures in frames. I hope you're putting
them in frames. Yeah. I got to get some frames, get some good printer paper and ink and print these joints out. As you know, we could do all that stuff at home,
absolutely,
too. So.
No problem, but you got to put them in frames, man. Them pictures are too precious to have on the internet.
Yeah, you're right, bro. You're right. Appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And when you get here, by all means, please press 1. If you're already here and you desire to get down with us and you have not done so, go ahead and press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by Why Be Average When You Can Be Raw. I got mine. You got yours?
I got mine, man. You know I got mine. Even though I lost one, I still got one, so I got mine.
That's what I'm talking about.
I just
about.
Need one of them dope necklaces like you got.
Yeah, man.
I need one of them joints. Those will sound different. I need that in my life.
Yes, sir. And while we're at it, man, let's give a shout out to the illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, who happens to also be the CEO of Raw Links. Ladies and gentlemen, one author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, take your socks off. Man, tonight. Why, son, man, let the people know what tonight's show is all about.
Ladies and gentlemen, first and foremost, happy Black History Month. I hope you learned something that you haven't learned before. I hope you support someone you've never supported before. And I hope you get something out of these shows that we're doing on Epiphany Radio Network, starting with the Get Down and going forward. Tonight we're talking about the dark cloud of Black history. Now, what does that mean, the dark cloud? Well, unfortunately, we can't seem to escape these tragedies that continue to happen in our community. And tonight, we're going to talk about that poetically. So tonight is about that dark cloud. Give us your opinion, poetically speaking, and let's hear what you got to say. I'm anxious because if you are any of the shades of chocolate, this affects you. And if you have children, it affects you. If you've been a victim, it affects you. if you've seen these things and never been a victim, just seeing them can have an adverse effect on you. So let's talk about that tonight. I can't wait to hear it. What about you, Jay?
Absolutely. Hey, man, I'm equally as excited, man. I can't wait to hear it. I'm looking forward to hearing what the poets have to say tonight about this dark cloud of Black history, man. And I'm ready to go in, bro. You ready to go in? I'm ready to go in.
You know, I've been counting the weeks. And it is your week to start off the show. So I know I want to say something like what LaPearl or Nigger be saying to you and I. It's like, I know you got something juicy that you want to relate to us. But since we know what the topic of the conversation is, brother, I know you got something that's going to hit them where it hurts. And somewhere deep in their consciousness, you want to touch somebody. So, brother, I'm going to get out of your way. I'm going to get out, not too far, because in case it gets emotional, I'm going to hold you. But I'm going to slide out the way, brother, and I want you to get on down.
Appreciate you. There's a storm brewing. The clouds swarm in as I'm doing what I'm doing, representing my culture 365 days in the year. Yet in the land of the free, I have fear that someday my skin color would be offensive to someone who decides my life is no longer valuable. Yes, offensive. Because I choose to represent the minority that is slowly rising as the majority. Where's my rainbow after the storm? When I operate outside the norm, just so I can be expressive without being viewed as an angry Black man with suppressive thoughts of why my skin color is a threat. I face the same storms of life you do, and yet you still don't view me as your equal. You deem yourself superior, like there's going to be a sequel that says you get another opportunity at life to make things right. Yet you choose to let your privilege shine so bright. Turn your nose up at my melanin. Yet you want this dick between your thighs so you can moan and keep yelling that you love your Black man. Even though it's tough for him, and no matter how hard we swallow the sickness of this land, we get tired of having to wave the white flag and surrender a position our ancestors did with a disgruntled disposition that they dare not share or utter because it was deemed unfair. So I'll stand here in my storm and get wet. The clouds will eventually give way to the sun and shine light because I'm no longer a suspect. From the mind of Poetic.
Yes. I want to ask you a question. What kind of space was you in when you put this together? What kind of space was you in?
I was in an angry, frustrated space, bro. Angry and frustrated. Because day in and day out, every time I walk out the door, I'm Black. And any one of the Black lives that we've lost over these last years could have very well been me or one of my children. So I'm angry and frustrated.
I could tell. When you said, where's my rainbow after the storm? When I operate outside the norm, just so I can be expressive, without being viewed as an angry Black man with suppressive thoughts of why is my skin color a threat? And I face the same storms of life that you do, yet you still don't view me as your equal. You deem yourself superior like there's going to be a sequel. It says that yet another opportunity at life to make this right, yet you choose to let your privileges shine so bright.
Yeah.
And turn your nose up at my melanin. Oof. Woof. That right there, man. Yeah, the Pearl Nigger says that's a deep piece, but the Pearl, let me give you something, girl. This is heavier than deep. This is heavy. But this is what we do. And ladies and gentlemen, sometimes in poetry, we have to have some uncomfortable conversation. We can't proceed forward if we don't have these conversations. They have to take place. And unfortunately, sometimes we're getting sick and tired of them having to take place while we sketch them in the blood of those we've lost.
Yes.
This is really, really heavy, Van. So I had to ask you where you was because I know your pen. In certain places, even when you do conscious work, I know your pen. And I'm like, okay, he hitting it, but this hit different. For me, this hit different.
Yeah, appreciate you, bro.
Because I read it and I heard it in your voice. So it hit different for me. That's why I was like, put it like this. You ever been around a friend of yours that's real angry and you want to calm them down, but they're so angry they might turn on you in that anger? Not purposely,
man.
Just because they're just that angry.
Just because they're just that angry. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's this piece. And I'm the cat that stands back and be like, y'all got to let him go. Let that out.
Bro. Appreciate you.
If you touch him on the shoulder and ask him to calm down, you deserve everything that's coming. Let it go. And as soon as you finish with it, I got to put my arms around you and remind you I got you.
My man.
Like just before the show, I have a brother in my circle, one of my Masonic brothers who's going through some stuff. And just before the show, I texted him, and I was like, I just want to make sure that I remind you, no matter what you go through, bruh, I got your back and I love you, regardless of anything. Because we don't hear enough of that in our communities. Friends are friends are friends, and that's cool, but sometimes brothers need to remind each other, I love you too much to be a threat.
Absolutely.
And if you're in my circle, absolutely. I love you, man.
Love you too, bro.
So this is an exceptionally heavy piece, man. Exceptionally heavy.
Appreciate you, bro.
Dare I say one of my favorites in a minute, and you write some stuff that I copied. This ain't going to be copied. None of this verbiage, but I'm going to hold this one someplace special. Because this, again, this hits different.
Well, my brother.
Sorry for rambling.
I appreciate it.
That's what it is.
I appreciate it. No, man, I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you for appreciating the piece. But I think it's time we hear from the Ebony Einstein. So I'm going to get out the way and let you go ahead and go.
My pleasure, man. This is kind of deep to me, so bear with me. Fertilized tears cause foiled dreams to hug blades of grass, asking, how did I get here this year? I thought I'd run down happy cheeks of happy well wishes and envy kisses with new birth carriages and jump broom marriages. But here I am, hearing faint whispers that sound like the prayers of tortured souls of human cargo. Angels comparing notes of old songs now sung all these years later regarding the same matter, but who wants to be in a state where we prefer the latter? Funny how the grandparents and the great-great-great-great-grandparents on West African oceans of forever stare into the abyss as their child looks into the same ocean from a faraway coast, wishing that they could hold hands with forever again, because that child is asking for her great-great-great-great-grandparents' name once again, but no one in the tribe remembers. So they just move on. Another tortured soul silently screaming for retaliation, retribution, but who didn't want to die that night? Who knew that there was no cavalry in sight? Whose last words at the end of the triggered and tighter rope as he begged for freedom was, fight. Another severed connection that needed correction. And here we are yet again asking to be reconnected to the disconnected. We've been here for so long that the pain is just the same. Where's my tribe that forgot my name, even though my ancestors cried in vain? And yet again, here I am living in a country that will kill me with disdain. This nonsense is insane. But the same people paid to protect us kill us. without much remorse, all the same. And it goes on like this as it's just another blame game. No justice, no peace. Because when it comes to a slice of the American pie, we get no peace. Just gentrified crumbs served with sour milk. And it seems like we're just destined to be the world's sacrificial lamb, continuing to be led into social slaughter. I just wonder, when's all this shit going to be over? Because there are no more rain clouds, and there's no more rain coming from this cloud. Because I'm tired of crime. So be nice to me. You've got to start treating me fairly. Because the day that I decide that I'm not marching anymore, you really won't like me. Then you're going to have to ask your tears, what are they doing here? And I will prove to you that misery, especially bad misery, loves company. Be nice to me, because you don't want to see what's coming behind me. Be nice to me. Done.
Yo. Yeah, this, the emotions in this piece. I'm gonna go back to before I go back to a line. This was a deep, dope piece, Jay. When I read this, I too read this in your voice, and you said, "Wow." You said, "Seems like we are just destined to be the world's sacrificial lambs, continuing to be led into social slaughter." I just wonder, when is it going to be over? What sticks out about that is social slaughter, right? Because when I think about social slaughter, I think about social mainstream and how we view these events that are unfolding right before our eyes over and over and over again, creating these emotional responses, these outrages, these protests, these thoughts of, why is this happening again? Have we not learned anything from the last life that was taken? I appreciate you in this piece, bro. I know the energy that it took out of you to deliver it and pen it. So thank you for that, brother. I appreciate your gift.
Yeah, thank you, bro. That hit kind of different for me because just tired of seeing us dying at the hands of not just police but each other. You know, black people suffer from post-traumatic stress, and we're comfortable with, it looks like, not that we are, but it looks like we're comfortable with genocide of our own. So when I say that we seem as if we're the world's sacrificial lamb, continuing to be led into social slaughter, we do a lot of things ourselves. And I'll end it with this. You know, when I was younger and I was really on some pro-black stuff and the 5% Nation, a couple of other things that my brother introduced me to, I had a white guy at work tell me something that stopped me in my tracks, like when my dad told me about how I treated black women. And he said, you know, white people don't have to kill y'all no more.
Mm.
White people don't have to hang you no more. White people don't have to call you out of your name. White people don't have to call you niggas and bitches anymore. You got you doing it to yourselves. And I just stopped in my tracks and was like, wow. And he was right.
Wow.
So hopefully during Black History Month, we come to some sort of conclusion where we can, you know, come to an intellectual agreement. But that statement from that white guy struck me to my core, especially when he said, we got you doing it to yourselves. all white people in some of the stuff, but that was the essence of it.
Right, right. I could dig it. Hey, man, we can sit here and just do this, just me and you, but we got some people who are waiting to get on this mic and share what they want to talk about, this dark cloud of black history. What do you say we go ahead and open up these mics, man, and let's hear these poets go in.
Let's do that.
First up on the mic, we got Epiphany Zone, one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mrs. VIP. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Zan. Hey, J-Rob. How are you?
Uh-huh.
How are you?
What's up, Mrs.?
I'm good, thank you. Outstanding.
Uh-huh.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
Mm.
Thank you very, very much.
Absolutely.
I don't even want to go after you. But I have to, right?
That you do. That you do.
Yes. That you actually do, beloved.
Well, you know, me and the wise son, you know, we affectionately are going to move out of the way. The spotlight is on you. And we're going to let you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. This piece is untitled. Why? Why did you kill him? One of our own. He was unarmed. Where is your oath to protect? How many ancestors had to die to carry you on their shoulders for freedom and all the rights we have now? Where was your wisdom? The actions of your heinous crime, in my mind, has set us back. Seems there's swift justice, but this is another piece of many in the dark cloud of black history I'd rather not keep reliving. The news is downright heartbreaking, and the cycle continues. Killing, protesting, hoping justice will happen, then killing happens again. When will they learn? Tell me what the solution is. Make it make sense. How many more of us have to perish due to narcissism, racism, personal beefs, or thinking one is above the law because they wear a badge? How many of us are tired day after day trying to be an example for the youth, for their peers? How many programs? How much more can we teach? How much more can anyone do? Each time more gun laws are made, they don't pass. Remember when everything positive like prayer was taken away? Now the history books are banned because now they don't want our children to know how it really was. This was the beginning of the end, or was it? I refuse to feel it's normal when someone calls his mama when his end is near. So if the killings continue, we lose everything we hold dear. That's that piece.
Wow.
Okay. I like this. And I like what it addresses, especially how you started it off. What are you saying, Van?
Hey, man, I think this piece was very, very on point. It talks about where's that oath to protect and serve. It's a lost art today.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see it.
Yes, it is.
But here we are, another Get Down, another conscious show, starting off black history, talking about the death of another unarmed black man at the hands of those that are badge. So much VIP, I know this took a lot. Appreciate you for writing this and sharing it with us. Thank you.
Thank you for the platform. And the prompt was great.
Why, son?
I'm in love with your pen. And I'm in love with your pen when you prove how diversified you can be. Because you're not a pocket pen pusher. I know that there's diversification of ink spilling out of that pen. And when you do, you prove the poetry gods picked it right when they asked you to be a poet. And when you do this, I love your pen even more. So
well,
I thank you for bringing this.
Yes.
I truly thank you for bringing this.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, before we usher you over to the Get Down dance floor, let everybody know what you got going on radio.
Well, excuse my disappearance last night, but I had a crisis. But anyway, every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my bedroom voice diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. And, of course, now, I don't know what our topic is, but it's guaranteed to be thought-provoking. How about
showstopper?
That? But come on out and have some fun. Maybe. But you got to come out and have some fun and find it.
Hey, I'm going to be there.
All right.
I'm going to be there, too.
But for the record, both of y'all are sexy voice divas. Don't play. Let's get both y'all some sexy voice divas. Y'all be starting stuff on that microphone. I be listening.
That's right. Because they do start the show. They do start the show. Yeah.
It's all good. Trust me.
It's actually excellent. So thank you.
All right. And stick around, enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic, and remember to take your socks off.
Bye, missus.
Bye.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mrs. VIP. You can catch her next Wednesday, the Erotic Love Zone. Next up on the mic, we have our East Coast go-go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good, go-go?
Hey, I'm just, man, just trying to make deliveries, you know. Cold
ain't
out here in Ohio.
That. Ain't nothing wrong with that, brother.
Can y'all hear me?
Globe, please.
Yeah, we can hear you very well.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
My
I said,
man.
It's very cold in Ohio.
That we
know. Yes. Man, I got my truck on, and it's supposed to be warm and still cold. I got the heat on, and I don't even feel the heat yet.
Man. Yeah. That's brutal, bro. That's brutal.
Yeah. You know.
But, why, son?
Mr. Automatic.
Talk to go-go.
Listen, bruh. Tonight we're talking about the dark cloud of black history. And since we're talking about the dark cloud of black history, hey, man, Van and I are going to get out the way. We want you to get on down. Talk about it.
The dark cloud of black history basically strengthens for what we have came from. But this is I'm going to call this poem, I Am Black Power. I am not afraid. I am here to speak on the words of freedom, and you are not going to block me anymore. The words that I came like the war zone never postponed. Freedom in this life never left me alone. If you think that you're going to make me to a slave, I'm like more than the words that you call the brave. And don't ever insult American in my own black history that formed this time of misery. Being miserable, I am one tough individual. You can't take me back there. Because I am black power, the power of the essence. The power of the mind, the power to stay in line, that all my freedom will not be declined, and we will shine, and we will pass the gate. They tried to deny us and put us in the back of the bus, but we had to adjust. They'll go ahead and kick those negative words like the dust, to drag everything that's negative and put it back to hell where it came from. No, we ain't going to that place no more, no more. We are here that we are the indigenous, and we will be taken serious. Look at the dictionary, what they have to be black. And look at the dictionary, what they had to be white. It's so insecurity, the maturity, based on all evil, the sequel. It's like being black is being illegal. But did you hear what happened to that young man in Tennessee? Did you hear about the man that happened in Mississippi? Oh, that black man that died, Tyree, the one who died by those disgusting pigs. Yo, I say this, that we are like the Black Panther with the rifle, and we are entitled that we will not be your stepping over like a carpet that you act like you don't see. But every time you pull over, you act like you are trying to protect and serve only the racists in different places. But sure, don't begin in my black skin. So I am black proud. I am black power. Only the black power that showcases that when it comes to the ancestors is a different face. We are the words of the prosperity and the objectivity. We have the ability. We ain't going to turn around. We ain't turning around. They tried to do that. They tried to oppress us. Keep trying to oppress us. Keep on lynching us. But one day, we come with the rifles. Like one day, we let you know that you can't play these games anymore. That one day, we don't give a damn about your badge. That one day, you will realize when the fist is in the air, your ass better be running somewhere else. Because black power is alive and well. I am black. Power. This automatic charismatic delivery lantern and gets in them all in by being dry.
Why, son?
Mr. Charismatic, these are the kind of pieces that you give that I dig because there's a lot of passion attached to it. So when you do these kind of things, I tend to stand up and listen. And I like where you go here. And that's just me because, you know, I'm a militant deep in my soul, even though I write a lot of romantic shit. But I love when I hear my brothers go in like this. And it makes sense.
Indeed.
Thank you for that.
Indeed.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
poetic.
Amen. You know, one of the things I love about this freestyle is the title. There's so much power in that title, I Am Black Power. And when you end it with that affirmation, with that bold statement, hey, man, makes you want to stick my chest out like a superhero. This was fire, bro. This was fire, man. I felt the passion that you had in this piece, man. And thank you for bringing your true, authentic self because I know you love this conscious stuff, bro, so we appreciate you.
Yeah, I mean, much of the ancestors, Justice Watari, was it Nichols? I'm sorry, I want to make sure I got this. The brother that got executed in Mississippi.
Yeah.
So, I just want to say this. To my big brother, Real the Poet, he had a poem called No More Rope. And I think that what's happening now and what continues to happen is that the rope is not finished yet. Keep that in mind.
Indeed, bro. Indeed.
Very much so.
All right, my girl. Thank you so much for that, man. We want to get you to the, you know, get you a little dance, you know, pull the truck over, get you a little dance, man. But stick around, enjoy the rest of the show. All right, my go-go brother.
Okay. DJ, I got a song for you.
They got to be conscious. What we talking about?
Oh, well, James Brown is Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud.
My man, that's
what
I'm talking about. Right there. Right there.
I see what I can do.
All right.
Say it loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud.
Ladies
and
gentlemen,
got it.
That's our good brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, on his way to the VIP dance floor. The Get Down dance floor. One love, one mic, bro. Man, hey, man, he came in and he did that thing, didn't he, bro?
He did the damn thing on that.
Without question, man.
He did
it. Let's keep this conscious party going. Next up on the mic, we got area code 515. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, man, what's up, man? What's up, J-Rob? This is Paul Cram, the poet, brothers. How y'all doing?
Paul Cram.
Yo,
my man.
Yo, what's up,
my man?
What's up, man?
This
bro,
right
been
here
a while.
Is a
mic,
damn
bro.
Good surprise.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Yo,
man.
This is a
man,
damn good surprise.
Man.
Miss you, bro. Good, man.
Now,
good.
Man,
I miss y'all too, man.
We miss you more, bro.
Voice, bro. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome back, man. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Nice.
Feels good to be back.
Oh, man. It's got to have you
it
back.
It has been
man.
A minute, bro. Yo.
To hear something from your pen. I read your piece the other day, bro, and I was like, ooh. I was like, sheesh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually the one I want to do tonight, man. That's
oh, but listen,
well,
man, listen.
Well, the shit, I'm getting out the way.
Treat.
You talk to him, Bill.
Look,
I'm getting
out the way.
I'm
moving too. Let me give me that. Hey, Vinny, give me the spotlight. Give me the spotlight. Thank you.
Vinny, move. Give him the spotlight. That one. Yeah, the white one, not the blue one. That one. There you go.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
I'm out. Paul Cram, get on down, bro.
Sometimes you just got to take the fucking. These are words my grandpa instilled in me at an early age, teaching me the lessons that everything does not deserve a response. So in other words, sometimes you just have to let people make it. And you're not letting them make it because you are afraid of them, but in reality, you should be afraid of you. My grandfather, who is now among the ancestors, was a very strong and wise man that demanded respect with every step that he took on this spiritual plane, which leads me into another important lesson he taught me, which was, as a man, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. And that is why during these times, the fucking I am just not in the mood for. I am too tired. I have a headache. I had a long, stressful day at work. I had any other ailment that you can think of in hopes that you will have the understanding that I am not going to accept anything you're trying to give me. And if you need any further clarifications, I am basically telling you that I have become celibate to the bullshit. So the fucking, I just can't take this time. I cannot undress my truth and expose what you may feel is a vulnerability. Just for you to try and attack it with lame excuses and ill-prepared lies in a weak-ass effort to justify unjustifiable homicides committed by those who hide behind the thin blue line, I just can't. I can't set an atmosphere where you are comfortable explaining why it was okay for an alleged traffic violation to turn into a racial confrontation, resulting in another man wrapped in melanated skin to die behind a discrimination type situation. Please, please don't touch me. I am not in the proper headspace to allow you to grab my wrist and try to put my hands behind my back so you can force me to submit to the bullshit you're trying to present. But the information you did transmit had a lot of facts that you did omit, like what was the reason for the stop. How can you go into an apartment and not realize that it's not your apartment? What is it about a black man that scares you so much that reaching for your service weapon is the initial part of every conversation with us? These unanswered questions and many others are the reason why I unapologetically refuse to continue to just take the fucking. As far as I'm concerned, I feel like it's your turn. So take it, just like we did. That's that drip.
My God, my God, my God. Amen. Reading it is one thing, but hearing it is a whole nother element. And bro, you absolutely bodied this piece with intense purpose. And I, for one, appreciate you and your gift. You know how I feel about you, bro, and this piece.
Yeah,
this
I appreciate it. Much love, much love.
Why, son?
I'm trying to get out of my emotions real quick for a couple of reasons. One, been a minute since I heard my brother's voice on the microphone.
Yeah.
I read his material on a regular basis, and you know how much of a fan I am of yours, my man. I am a huge fan, bro. It's been a minute. I'm humbled that you brought this piece to the Get Down and gave it to everybody verbally. And I got caught up in my emotions because this right here, this is that ink.
Yes.
Wow. This is that ink. My man said, I'm celibate to the bullshit.
Yes, sir. That was my line too, bro. That was my line too, bro. I wrote that down, man. I wrote that down. Celibate to the bull. Hey, man, listen. You had some other gems and jewels in this piece, man, but that line right there, man, it says it all. It says it all.
It feels great. It felt so good. It's been a long time since, actually, honestly, since I have just sat back and written anything, let alone, spit. So this was so mentally therapeutic for me, and I felt like I had something to say. Because recently in my hometown, we all thought that it had never happened to us. We're too small for that, and we just had a police officer kill a man behind a traffic stop, and we still don't know why they even stopped him. You know, and we didn't think that can happen where we're at. So that one hit close to home.
Yeah.
And it was like, this one, I had something to say.
Yeah. Whew, man. And you did that, bro. We appreciate you, man. But we got to get you over to the Get Down Dance Hall, man. They out there. They waiting to welcome you over there, man. They said it's been a long time. So they were ready to welcome you over there, man. So go over there, hang around, man. Stick around, man. Enjoy yourself, man, and have a good time, bro.
I appreciate
it,
man. One mic, one love.
One love,
one mic, one love. And we love you on the Get Down.
Yes, sir.
Trust.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Love y'all too, bro.
Love you, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Paul Cram, the poet. Man. Whew. AJ, this poetry is fire tonight, bro. I mean, absolutely fire tonight. We say we keep it going.
Absolutely.
And bring in the next poet. Next artist on the mic is the other half host of the Erotic Love Zone, one half host of Iron Sharpens Iron, the host of Poetic Therapy, one-fourth host of the Soul Cafe. Ladies and gentlemen, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Finn. Hey, J-Rob. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good. How you doing?
Wonderful night.
That's what she is.
I know. That's what she is, bro. All she got going on, man. She busy in Epiphany than I am.
Pew, pew, pew. All right. Pew, love zone. Pew. Wonderful night.
Oh, God. What's that supposed to be, her bulletproof bracelet blocking the floor?
Yep. blocking all that poetic bullshit. Poetic bullshit, kill him, kill him.
Listen, Wonder Woman was one of my favorites. My favorites, from the cartoons to the magazines, all of that. I loved and especially the original one, Diana Prince, the one that played, who's her name? Not Diana Prince.
Linda Carter.
You know what? I thought she was so beautiful. I thought she was like a living Barbie.
She was. She made it. She made a beautiful Wonder Woman.
Wait a minute.
Because the original Wonder Woman was a black woman.
Yes, I know, but see, I didn't know too much about her when I was coming up. I came up with the beautiful statuesque Linda Carter. Okay, so you know what's crazy? I went to middle school with a light-skinned girl named Linda Carter, and she had amazing. They were like a combination of blue and hazel. Her eyes were just mesmerizing, and she had this long, like, sandy blonde hair, and I just would stare at her. Yeah, she and I became really good friends, but I always thought I was like, there's my Wonder Woman. And I was just playing around, and she would always smile because she's kind of like an outcast. But she was beautiful, and I'm like, wow. But I didn't find out about the Black Wonder Woman until I got older. Sorry, dude. You know.
Yeah, ain't no sorry. A lot of real positive Black history we don't learn until it's brought to our attention. That's why you're on down, baby. That's why you want to get down. Because what you may not know, you got a cat that went to school for this.
Uh-oh.
I'll help you out.
All right, that'll work.
Linda Carter, and she was absolutely beautiful.
Wasn't she?
Yeah.
And you know what? What messed my head up, because I've always been well endowed up top, is they let her walk around just bouncing in the office with me. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. And I was just like,
listen.
What?
Wow, look at that bag of cookies. Look at these bag of cookies, man. I'm gonna get a cookie.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Hey, you talk to her, man. You talk to her, man.
I will.
God.
Wow.
So Verona cookies too.
Yeah.
Verona cookies. Apricot and raspberry.
We're going to move out of the way. Move, Jay. Move. Keep getting your cookies. Just move out of the way.
All right. Can you guys hear me? All right. Yeah. Everything went silent for a second. Okay. This is an old piece, and I still haven't titled it, but I've put a couple things in there here and there. All right. Here goes. You bust in without warning. A massacre. Because your intent was to destroy and eliminate from the start, expecting us to understand and be understanding when all you do is hide and sneak and lie, breaking our hearts right before our very eyes, as if we don't have a heart or ears or eyes. But we hear the lies you tell. We feel the trauma in our hearts, and we do see what you do. I will not be silent because you're afraid of what the truth can do. There's so many victims, but too many to name, so I'll just call out a few. Sandra Bland, Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Tamir Rice, Trayvon Martin, and we've just had to add Taya Nichols, too. You've taken them away from us. And absolutely no justice. We can't drive to an interview or jog or sit on swings or walk with candy while wearing a hoodie, sleep in our beds, cross the street, or just breathe. Our princes and princesses and kings and queens, what the fuck did we ever do to scare you into always hating and killing us? So emotionless and freely. so emotionless and freely. You have no regret, even though we have taught you and given you everything for you to just lie, steal, and claim it as your own while covering and hiding our truth. All we've done just in vain, because in return you gave us sorrow, fear, lies, grief, and pain. And obviously it will never be enough. Even though you don't understand, this world will cease to exist without us. But sometimes I don't know whether to hate you or just pity you. But one thing I do know is you will get your just due. And that's that peace.
Whew, my goodness. One thing I understand, you will get your just due. Come through, Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
this piece is amazing, too. Man, y'all are coming through, dropping jewels and gems and the pearl and nectar. Ooh, this piece. Thank you.
J-Rob, you're welcome.
Treat me nice. You don't want to see what's coming behind me. Treat me nice. Stop killing all my people. Treat me nice. Peace was absolutely intense. And I love it because, again, like I said to your co-host, well, one of your co-hosts, because you know, you're superhero with so many co-hosts. But what I said to your Wednesday night co-host, I know your pen got more ink than just eroticism.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk to the community and you say this kind of shit to the community and give those who don't look like us fair warning, intellectually speaking, this is what I'm talking about. I know you got more in your pen, and I'm glad you came on the get down and you allowed this topic to pull that kind of stuff out of you. Because I know there's more than just that kiss and touchy-feely stuff. So I'm a fan, and I'm in my particular lane right now. Because y'all bringing this, and this is powerful. Stop
thank
playing
you.
With your pen. There's a lot more
thank
to you than
you,
that shit that you've been saying. Come with this. Kill everybody who stands in your way that says no. Come with this shit.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Now, I like you.
Before we get you over to the Get Down dance floor, can you let everybody know what you got going on?
Oh, wow. Okay, so, sure.
Inhale and talk slowly.
All right. Starting Wednesday night, every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva. I'm going to have to put a Mrs. in front of her pen name now, because that's what she is. So I'm going to say Mrs. VIP, okay? Let's see, where am I going with this? Every other Friday night, I am one half host of Iron Sharpens Iron, and I co-host with Epiphany's own Anonymity, and that is from a royal pen perspective. Every other Saturday night, I am the host of Poetic Therapy. And that's a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Whew, emphasis. Depending on how the CEO is feeling, that's the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, is feeling, I am one-fourth host of The Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, For Real, the Poet, Poetic, and Just Jay. Now, y'all come on by Monday night because, you know, we got this second half of the show. It's called Pick Up Your Pen. Man. And that right there, it puts you in a time constraint to write, but it helps you tap into your creative side, which is that limited time. So I'll come on by Monday night. Back to you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much for that. All right. Now you go ahead and get on over to the Get Down dance floor and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, La Pearl, La Negra. One love, one mic.
Absolutely. One love, one mic. Baby, baby.
One love, one mic.
Take your socks off.
Yeah.
Pew, 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 pew. What?
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back. Tiffany Radio tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and that Ebony Einstein dude, J-Rob, the wise son. And the dial-in number, if you're listening online, is 319-527-6300. Please press 1 when you get here if you desire to get down. If you're already here and you have not done so, please, now is your opportunity to do so. First hour was bananas, Jay. I can only imagine what this next hour is about to be. So, are we ready to usher in this next artist on the mic?
I am so ready.
I saw what you did with the last thing. I saw what you did. I just want you to know I saw what you did. You're not slick. But we got Mother Dragons. Hey, Mother Dragons. How are you?
Mother. Oh, Mother.
912.
Hello.
I know you're there. I see you there. Hey.
You hear me?
We can hear you.
Hello,
now
Mother.
Okay.
Hey, Chocolate. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing.
What? Yes,
mm-hmm.
You are.
Mm-hmm. And it starts.
I did nothing. I did nothing. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But Mother of Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen. Happy Black History Month, baby. Listen, tonight, baby, we talking about that dark cloud of Black history, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that don't apply to you, baby. I see you. But listen, let's get all serious and whatnot, you know, trying to make Van mad. But listen, you know what, I'm going to say that shit to you after the show. Let's talk
serious. I cannot.
Tonight, we talking about that dark cloud of Black history. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get Van out the way because, you know, he hate when I'm flirting with you, but he don't know what I know. What I know what I know, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get us out the way. Please get on there.
Okay. This is called Melanated. With his beautiful Melanated smile, Tyre personified Black Boy Joy. A proud father and an even wonderful son. Incomplete song that we have to see each and every day. Black on black violence systematically ingrained to hate your own color. The killmonger among us. And let our narratives change. Let us be creative, intellectual, joyful, and magic. Let the rhetoric tell more of our, remove our pain and generational curses and madness. It is our heartfelt desire to be seen as gifted, young, and talented. Until the infrastructure changes, we must build from within our own genius. We went from kings and queens to chattels and slavery. Let the scales balance and the melanin that we possess unlock mysteries. Our lineage has made inventions that we will often deny credit for. Let us be revolutionary. Let the Panthers come outside and etch in our vibranium. We colonize nations that we're here to reign forever. And that's that piece.
Wow.
Let freedom ring. Go ahead, man.
Yo, when she said Killmonger among us, I felt that. Because Killmonger definitely was willing to do whatever it took to get the throne of Wakanda. And in some hoods, some inner cities, some ghettos, hoods where I grew up, drug dealers was always trying to take what the others had in the territory. Didn't care what they had to do to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel this piece deeply. Thank you. Thank you for this. Thank you for this. Why, son?
I'm going to give this compliment slowly because, as I said to La Perla Negra, as I said to Mrs. VIP, Mother Dragon surfs the wave of really heavy, ebony, erotic. And it's awesome. But when she dips her toes in this conscious water, that water starts a bubbling and a boiling. And it'd be hotter than a helicopter crashing in lava. And I'm like, there you go. There you go. This I loved and I liked a whole lot. And I want to say thank you for bringing this to us. And keep writing pieces like this because we need to hear this kind of energy coming from women like yourself and LaPlante Adrian. So thank you. We need your voices. It can't always just be the fellas. So thank you for this.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes.
I appreciate it. You know, my grandmother, I'm from the South, so my grandmother was a great-great-grandmother was a sharecropper. You know, I've witnessed Nazis down here. So it's ingrained in our system, you know, our schools definitely, that you have to just smile and bear it. But it's so much that we only can take and so much we only can bear. And we are tired of seeing racism. And, you know, Memphis is no different from Savannah. is no different from Atlanta. So
that's right.
Aubrey was in Statesboro. That's maybe 20 miles away from me. So those things that we have, you know, people have to understand is that, you know, in the South even more is because of the fact that we were held back a little bit longer than the North. So our voice has been bubbling under the surface, and we need more Southern poets to talk about this. We need it.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm glad you said that, because when I've come down South and I'm trying to hit folks with some of this consciousness, it's like my Southern brothers and sisters turn a dead eye to it or turn a dead ear. And I'm like, I can't always give your romanticism. I can't always give your black love, because there's a lot of shit happening in the streets that ain't got nothing to do with love. And y'all got to be aware. And our job as poets is to tell that story.
It's scared. And like I said, it's just like up North, you know, one side is separated from the other side of town, you know. But once again, if you got the ones like me who refuse to talk about it, and my mother raised us to buck against it, you continue to do that until that voice is heard. That's
yeah.
it.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Well, Mother of Dragons, we're going to get you over to the dance floor. And, you know, I know J-Rob's going to grab your hand and take you himself, so I'll just...
You mind your business, sir. You mind your business, sir.
Until he gets a little tired and realizes that he's got to leave you at some point.
Right.
Yeah, I'll be leaving Saturday morning.
It's all right. But one love, one mic.
One love, one mic, fellas. Always.
Thank you.
Always. Thank you, lovely.
That is Mother of Dragons. Whew. Man, oh man. The fire coming out tonight. Next up, J-Rob, we don't have a knight, a bishop, a rook. We have a sir, Sir Lawrence. What's good, my brother? Sir Lawrence, are you muted?
Oh, yeah, I was muted, no doubt. Am I coming in clear now?
Yes, sir.
Crystal clear.
I can hear you now, loud and clear, brother.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure.
Pleasure's all.
The pleasure belongs to us, so thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate
you. Once again, folks, yeah, you guys are always setting the standard, so, you know, that's what I call it.
Amen.
We're trying, man, and thank you for coming through.
We just listen to when it's time to let the pen speak. You know, we got to do our parts in the community. You know, we got to make sure that, because if we didn't have any poets, man, there was some stuff that wouldn't go spoken, you know.
And just the messenger.
Be what the history books say, and the history books lies, you know.
Indeed.
That part,
you know. Yes, in fact. A quick suggestion, pick up some external drives and save some information on it, because pretty soon a switch is going to get flipped and there's no more.
Mm. Totally agree.
All right now.
I've seen that banned book list, and there's a lot of black authors on that black book list, on that banned book list. So I tell parents, don't be afraid to teach and learn black history. Teach your children.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. And everything is not always what's on the surface.
Got to look beneath it.
Yep. Well, Sir Lawrence,
yeah, you want to ask our brother
out of the way? I'm getting ready to right now, because I got to hear what the brother got to say. So, good brother, we're going to give you the mic and let you go ahead and get on down.
Yes, sir. Are we ourselves? We are asking for a change, but in our minds, we are still the same. Like cleaning the floor with a dirty broom. Still suffering from not liking the skin you're in. Conditioned with pre-programming on accepting a future because our present keeps becoming our past. Are we ourselves? Continually refusing treatments for cognitive dissonance, like using your own words, power. They don't seem to have a memory of when they were slaves. Photography's been around since 1826. Yet, not one photo of you coming off of a slave ship. It's like having the belief you still haven't checked. We are the concept that still wants to be the study result. Time is running out. Should we discuss purgatory or not having an industry? We need to know, are we ourselves? Sir Lawrence.
Come on now. I'm sorry, man. Speaking ahead of time. Please go.
No. I said your name. You're good.
This is so, so poignant. My God, this is so poignant. You know, there's moments when poets are speaking that we got to sit back and just, like, marvel at the wordplay, but pay attention to the wordplay and peep the message of the wordplay. And that should make you appreciate what you just listened to even more so. And this is in that same vein of pay attention, y'all. I utterly love this piece, so pay attention.
Thank you, sir.
Y'all need to listen to the playback because this right here, this is heavy. Oh, I'm digging this. Van Meadows, what say you, sir?
Amen. Thank you, sir.
I hope you catch this where I'm going to go with this. Back in the day when I was a kid, there were two shows that would come on religiously with each other, back to back, if you will. One was Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and the other was The Twilight Zone.
See there?
And I never understood why they would play those two shows back to back. I was a kid. I was like, these shows is creepy. They're eerie. I don't fully understand. But that comes along with Sir Lawrence, whose cryptic writing challenges your mind to understand along those veins. So, my brother, this is some deep, deep ink that you delivered tonight, man, and I appreciate you for it, man. Dope ink, bro.
Right on. Thank you so much.
Now, my brother.
And remember, don't forget the outer limits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Can't forget the outer limits. Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
The outer limits. Said, I'm going to take you there. They told you before the show started.
That's right. It said, these are the outer limits. Absolutely. Yep. Man, and they all came. You know what? And it's crazy. It's crazy because those shows would come on late in the evening when the kids were supposed to be in bed.
That's it.
But come
That's
on.
It.
I was peaking anyway.
Already.
All right, my good brother. We're going to get you on over to Get Down Dance Floor, man. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
In fact, one love, one mic.
Our good brother, Sir Lawrence, on his way over. Man, bro, did he just come in here and do that? Did he just do that? Wow.
This brother's incredible.
Without question.
Oh, I can't wait for the playback.
You and me both.
So who do we have next, man?
Oh, man, next up, man, we got one of our favorites, man. Good brother, man. Book about the set free. Man, listen, he is known as Double A, Anthony Arnold, but he also has that moniker of Kingpin. Welcome, good brother. How you feeling?
Doing pretty well. Doing pretty well. Happy Black History Month as we get started.
Yes, sir, indeed. Happy Black History Month. Yes.
Good to hear from you, good brother. Very good to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Just a little tired.
That's all right. You're
That's
here,
okay. I'll say you know? Tired. You're here.
That's right.
Well, yeah, that is true.
Come
that
on.
That is true. Before I get started, I'm going to drop a little nugget for you guys. Something I found out today that I didn't. I have for you this. Do you know or do you have an idea who patented the first home security system? The first home security system.
That was a black woman. And she,
yes,
oh man. Dark-skinned sister with shoulder-length hair. I can see her face when I close my eyes. Because she actually did the home security prior to what Ring is right now. But she did home security, and she did something with a camera on it as well. She did a motion detector. She did the camera and something else. Because she's got five
give
patents.
That, knows his history, bro.
Give that man a, give that man a cigar.
Let me get him a cigar.
Her name was Marie Van Britten Brown, and she was a nurse. And the reason she came up with it was because her husband was gone all the time, and she had a fear of answering the door. So she came up with her security system that included a camera.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah, what Ring is right now is what Sister Britain is it Britain or Britain Brown, something like that?
It's Britain Brown. It's actually Marie Van Britten Brown.
Gotcha. Yeah. I remember that story, and she, unfortunately, she's gone now, but her invention was ahead of its time, and was way needed. When you look at the stuff that's happening around us at that time, how it was way needed, and she created something that was necessary for the world, and then her invention has spawned so many new artists, new inventions that mirrors her initial invention. And it's really, really, really phenomenal. So, yeah.
Just a little Black History Month nugget.
Love it.
Come on now. You know that's my space. So, Kingpin. Tonight's subject is the dark cloud of Black history. And I would like to ask you humbly, would you please get on down?
Thank you, sir. The title of this piece is called Black Male. Male has been a king, a slave, a revolutionary, and in current times, a target. not only have we had to fight against racism, we've had to fight against our own kind. Dr. King said the time is always right to do what is right. That is why it is now time to awaken our voices once again, to bring forth the truth as only the voices of the voiceless can. We have been persecuted, prosecuted, electrocuted, washed with fire hoses, bitten by dogs, shot down, and choked out. Why? Because of the color of our skin. Because we fit the description. Yet look around you. We have invented most of everything you see. Our sisters helped send men to the moon. Yet we were only considered to be three-fifths of a man. Court said a man of African descent couldn't claim citizenship. We were not the people that the Constitution was talking about. We have been told that we weren't smart, that we couldn't do things others could do. Yet the Tuskegee Airmen never lost a bomber. The 761st Black Panthers were the ground version of the Airmen by General Patton himself. Bloodied but unbowed. The revolution was not televised. Congressman John Lewis, a freedom writer and a marcher on Selma, beaten to within an inch of his life. Twice. The Martin Luther King, a stalwart of the civil rights movement, taken by an assassin's bullet. A black man. Emmett Till, George Stinney Jr., two children taken by the racist elements of their time. Black names. Malcolm X, the yin to Dr. King's yang, by any means necessary, taken out by his own. A black male. Medgar Evers, a voice for those in the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, shot down in the driveway of his home. A black male. Fred Hampton, murdered in his prime because he dared speak out against those who would hold us back as a community, as a race. He was only 23. A black male. We speak to inform the masses, not just hear ourselves talk, not to be there for no reason. Malcolm X said, a man who stands for nothing will fall for anything. We won't fall. I hope that each and every one of you take something away from the fruits of a poet's labor, that you truly hear the voices of our ancestors, that you understand what it means to be black men. And that's it, peace.
I love this.
Yeah.
I love how you put this together, and I love how it was intricately placed, line by line. And I love, if you can imagine, I'm in New York, and we have what's called the New Yorican Poetry Cafe. It's a small venue that has a well-renowned stage, and when someone like yourself is doing this piece, you hear just nothing but cemetery silence. And you're just giving people nuggets. And normally you hear the crowd, ooh, or snap their fingers. but a piece like this deserves absolute silence and concentration so that it can be appreciated, and that's exactly what this is, and I thank you for bringing this to us tonight. Thank you. Van Meadows.
Man, Kingpin, man, your gift is amazing, bro. And when you come educating and dropping jewels like this, we have to listen. Because you talk about things that some of us know, and there are things that some of us didn't know. Sometimes hearing it is hard. It evokes an emotional response because of the things that has happened and continue to happen. So you, sir, you continue being who you are when you scribe and write the truth, because it is very, very necessary. Thank you for this.
You're welcome. Believe it or not, this was originally written for a foreword for a anthology, but the anthology never happened, so I kind of tweaked it a little bit. And what you hear is the result.
Wow.
Salute to you and your pen, sir. Salute to you and your pen.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. And my brother, the Get Down dance floor is loaded tonight. I don't know what capacity you're going to be in. You said you're tired, but you just might get energized when you walk out there on that dance floor. So are you ready?
I might go out there and shake a stinky leg or two.
My man, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Mommy!
Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down dance floor, Double A, Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. Kingpin. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
Man. Whew, man. Let's keep this party going, Jay. Next up on the mic, we have Epiphany Zone, Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mojave. What's up, Javi?
What's happening, brother?
What's happening?
Listen, gentlemen, this is our Saturday show. The history.
We gotta definitely let people know that there's some stuff out there. So, yeah, this is all month. Y'all getting this kind of stuff.
All month.
Well, I was trying to write while I was talking because I got it. He was like, oh, write the thing. And I was just like, I was trying to write, get it done, but I had to stop and listen to all the amazing poetry and gems and jewels and pieces of history being dropped of the broadcast. It's been amazing. So, yes, like I did not finish my piece, but I'll give you what I got.
Appreciate you, bro. Why, son? Usher your cuzzo to the mic.
Cuzzo, what happening?
Yeah.
Dig this, Marvin. Dig this. Second day of Black History Month. To get down. You know what we're here to do. Tonight we're talking about the dark cloud of Black history. And I'm dying to hear what you got to say. That being the case, bro, Cuzzo, do us the honor, please. Get on down.
Bet. If you ask me, I would say that I am platinum. My melanin priceless. more valuable than gold. 800 crowns, I'm told, that we were sold. For the dark heart of history is a cumulus clouds ready to storm. Africa's dark here from which humanity was born, but don't believe me. If they hide history in European museums and the Vatican, I wonder if the Black Madonna sounds familiar. I wonder if they use this to make maps depicting African as being that dark continent, not knowing that the sentiment is to keep your mind bent, to keep you away from critical thinking and claiming your soul, your history, while white supremacy pays rent in your head. It serves systemic oppression. It serves systemic inequality. It serves religious oppression. We suffer racism, even though it hurts intolerably. What is the dark part of history when really it's the light? The misappropriation and blight that you refuse to say that we had traveled the world before the Europeans came. What if I told you the same? Culture on the continent existed in South America and Brazil and beyond, and you can check. What if I told you about African features in South America called the Olmecs? What if I told you that Ivan Van Somer approved that they visited America because the Kante Kemetic Queen had the essence of poppy seeds in her head? Just especially said it was in South America and not Egypt because it didn't grow there. What if I told you that the golden age of the Moors were libraries, baths, and street lamps, as well as arts and culture of Spain? What if I told you that Kemet was a world learning center, that Alexander the Great got the keys to the Library of Alexandria and burned most of it? Well, I told you that enslavement was a brain drain on a cable line. And I told you that Mansa Musa was the richest man in Mali in the world of his time, that if he was alive, he would outpace the world's richest by five. What if I told you of so many dynasties? What if I told you that me and my brothers were named for kings, Ray, Ase Tutu, and Mi Sundiata, the great Songhai Empire that preceded Mansa Musa? What if I told you that the 1619 Project, when critical race theory was being fought against tooth and nail, and they think it's an open assault against anything that's pale? What if I told you all we do is be ourselves and exist and as monsters in the minds of white folk, but still want to fetish and control our bodies, or Jim Crow and sundown town us, vagrant law us, make it illegal to learn, twice as hard to earn, pick a nigga on a Saturday night, lynch and burn us. There are so many postcards of burnt black bodies burning in the wind, strange fruit, or laws for our own roof becomes a hardened pursuit. But the GI Bill and any other hand-up bills weren't written for us, just like they ran highways through our living spaces, the richest places like Rosewood or Black Wall Street, us, Red Summer or Riot, us. The dark part is an assault upon our art that only becomes valuable once our counterpart claims our art. Go ask Elvis. If you could ask Pat Boone, who stole to the moon. And even though they didn't get that far, even though our people didn't get that far, that's Domino, Mama's Maybe, Waller, they didn't get to be amongst the stars. But I told you, the dark part is not dark. It's really light. And we just need to clean up our third eye and gain sight. Look back into ourselves. Actually find out who we are. And maybe then we'll find ourselves walking, breathing, universes. You can call us stars. We exist in this universe. And this verse is only about that.
Yeah, bro.
Hot damn. Yeah, bro.
Whew. My God.
Talk to him, Van.
Hey, yo, Javi, this was dynamite, bro. You come in here talking about I give you what I got, bro. You wrote a whole masterpiece, man. What are you talking about? I'm just gonna give you what I got. This was brilliance, scribed brilliance. Thank you, good brother. Why, son? You talk to your cuz, bro.
I ain't talking to him right now, man. Cause I wasn't expecting this. You ain't gonna get me. I was already in my feelings earlier in the show. You ain't going to get me back in my feelings again, sir. I will not, sir. I will not be crying on the show again, sir. You got some nerve coming in here being this incredible. You got some nerve, sir. This piece was absolutely phenomenal.
Like, I'd like to say, for the record, J. Rob writes all of my poetry.
You know, just when you think it's safe to go back in the water, man, you got
right.
This Mojave guy. You find yourself around this Mojave guy. And it always happens that some kind of way, when you're thinking, when you least expect it, you have him knocking on your door going, I think it's Mojave. I'm not answering the door because I know it's on the other side.
I'm not doing it. You're not going to get me today, sir. Not today, sir. Not today.
It's always that. I'm not answering the door. I know who that is. I ain't answering the door.
I'm not doing it.
It's always him.
I'm not doing it.
With this kind of poetry.
Right.
Ruining lives. Ruining my mascara. I'm not, you're not going to make it look like the tears of a clown dripping down my face because you happen to write some dope poetry. This was awesome. And I ain't answering the door till after the show. What say you, Van Meadows?
I've already spoken. I'm good.
So, Mojave, pray tell, what else might you have coming up during the month of February?
Oh, man, listen. Let's see what we got. Come on. I'm glad you're asking that question. Well, here on the 50 Radio Universe, a for real entertainment network, where we encourage you to take your socks off, baby, baby. I do believe that we have War Council coming up this Tuesday, egalitarian conscious community conversation revolving around relationship, current events and topics. I believe we're going to get into some definitive things that are happening in this community and things that are going on. You can stop by. You can call the number, which is 319-527-6300. Press 1 in order to be heard for some first conversation, balance, beauty, and good, incredible interaction. Of course, the Neo Soul soundtrack, of course, played the background. And of course, more importantly, for the rest of this month, because it's Black History Month, you know, every Sunday, you know, 4 p.m., behind this whole court on Clubhouse, of course. We just had this past Tuesday, an incredible Midget third season kickoff with the queens that represented True Sister, Alondis, Love Dami, and of course Phantom Noah and Honey's Visit itself. Dynamic show. I advise you catch it on replay. We will be in Atlanta February 25th at Artistry Live Decatur. Honey Drip is representing the beautifully dope show. So if you're in the Atlanta area or beyond, you want to come for a great show. It will be the full drippage. The Honey Drip is coming through, locking down. And as far as the month of February, you can catch the Little Girls everywhere. The drip is magnificent. The 50 Radio is the squid eye, and we make everything happen in divine time. So welcome. Make sure you check this out. This has been a For Real Entertainment Network, the 50 Radio Universe, the starship where we boldly go. The problems have not gone before.
Good brother, that's what I'm talking about, man. I love it. Now get on over to that Get Down dance floor, bro, and huck a bucket out.
Of course, of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man Mojave. Catch him this Tuesday, War Council. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Bye, Mojave!
Man, oh man. Let's, whew, tonight's show, man. Next artist on the mic, Jay, our good brother, Jay Walker's in the building. What's good with you, bro?
What's good? Chilling. Fighting this cold weather, you know. It's been wilding out here this past week.
Yeah, whether it's something else.
We're about to get some Arctic blasted from Canada. Woo! I'm going to find me a big cup of hot water and some chocolate and just hunker down.
Yeah, I keep that shit up north. Keep it up there. We don't do that down here in the south.
Keep it up there. Keep it up.
We want to get you up. We want to get you up here one of these weekends, sir. We'll get you up here one of these weekends, sir.
Yeah, summer. It's going to be summer. I'm coming up there, Miss Rumble. I got a Texas coat, not a New York coat. I don't. I have a Texas coat. I don't have a New York coat. So, I will see your ass in the summer. Here's what it is.
The good part is your brother got a whole plethora of coats. From fur coats to down coats, we'll keep you warm. And I'll make sure we'll stock up on your favorite libation. We'll keep you warm.
Hey, I feel you. But let's talk about that in the summer. I stand corrected.
He's going to
talk about that in the summer.
He said it in the summer.
Yeah.
That's what's up, bro.
It is what it is. How are you just doing?
Doing good, man. You know, no complaints,
hey,
man.
Tonight's a good night. Tonight's an absolutely great night. We're kicking off Black History with our brother. So,
yes, sir.
I ain't talking
about
nothing.
I've been tuned in. I've been listening to all the great literature that's been going on this past hour that I caught.
And since I have both of you here, I have started a new series. It's actually four series in one. And
you
started out
so
with the risque.
You hear this? You don't
risque,
think so?
Risque rendezvous
of
poetry.
He don't
first,
think we saw
all,
it.
First, yeah, we saw it, but did you hear him slide that bullshit in between? It's actually four series into one. So how the hell you going to start a series that got like sitcoms, that got like, you know how the spinoffs. You got spinoff series. What the hell?
Right. How you going to do this, Jay?
Well, the funny thing is it's not really a spinoff. It's really not a spinoff. It's actually, how do I put it? It's actually it's a whole series of different pieces that make up different aspects of what it is that we do romantically in poetry. So we'll have risque rendezvous. We'll have black bourgeoisie. We will have intimate disclosure. We'll have framework fantasy. And it will end it with the last version of risque rendezvous.
Bro, just because you say it's not spinoffs, don't mean it's not spinoffs.
What? Man, do you remember when our brother, who we both love dearly, do you remember when our brother wrote like 19 pieces of 8 and they were all doper than the next one? And then we woke up on another day, and he was like, oh, I forgot I had these in the chamber. And so I just,
I do recall that.
Yeah. But I never said that it was a spinoff, not a spinoff, but I got like 16 pieces coming off this one spinoff. One series is just ran over. You are going into different avenues. Like, I got you. Uh-huh. It's not a spinoff.
One...
Your ass ain't on fire right now.
It's a... I hate it, man.
I got it. Let you have it. You don't even argue with you.
And that two-tone jacket? Yo, me and Van need to rock that two-tone jacket. Like, he can wear it on Friday. I can rock it on Saturday. We want to be clean, because, bro, whoever is your whoever like dresses you, bro, can I hire them? Cause sweet Jesus, the wardrobe is sick.
Oh man, that's
I'm gonna say, like, you hired Ruth Carter from Spike Lee or something? What the hell?
Nah, man, it's just that creativity, man. When I visualize it in my head, and then
I go
from there.
Yeah, remember back in the day when you'd be like, "Hey, brother, where'd you get that?" He's like, "This is just something I found in the garbage." No, he ain't nothing to look for.
Ain't nothing special.
I mean, he'll say something real small like, "Hey, yo, you can rock something like this too." I mean, I wouldn't if I was you, but you can rock something like this.
Yeah, you know, I'm talking about those old things, you know, those old rags.
Those old things. I don't even wear them rags no more.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he comes out, he walk out the door to his own theme music. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
Car just turns on.
You know what? Not even entertaining these shenanigans today. That's what you do. I knew when it started snowing the other day, hey, you was going to be bullshitting later on this week. I just knew it. I said, you know what? I stepped outside and said, yep, J-Rod's going to bullshit today. I knew it was cold weather. I knew it. I couldn't even get out my driveway. And that stuck in the truck. I couldn't even get my truck back in the driveway once I got out the driveway. I said, yep, J-Rod's going to be on some bullshit today. I already know this. So, I just knew. I was walking into some mess. You know? But,
well,
I see you. I don't know how we went off your spinoff to a jacket, but okay. You see how you just twisted this back on me.
Yeah, I see.
But
you see how he's smooth now. You know he's smooth.
Yeah,
the jacket's incredible, man. It got the musical note on one side.
Is.
Yo, and it's in two of my favorite colors. I'm like, come on, man. Listen, I'll wait for it to be too small for you. So whenever it's too small, just be like, yo, Jay, I ain't wearing this no more.
Tell us
that you're going to your seamstress and you're going to have something else freshly made. And I'll be like, all right.
See, if it gets too small, I got to hit the gym. I ain't trying to do no getting wider than this.
I'm just saying, you muscle-bound dudes, man. I'm saying, you know, you guys got to get that tailored look because y'all muscle-bound and stuff. You know, I'm a get down to a nice trim 180. So when you don't want that no more, you be like, yo, Jay, you want a pair of my old shoes? I'd be like, Daddy, yes. And, you know, I'm going to look good up here because ain't no one seen that up here.
I got you.
I'm just saying.
I ain't even arguing with you today. I'm chilling. You know?
It's all good, bro.
But I'm all business over in this corner.
We got to get to the reason why you're here, bro.
Go ahead,
hey,
man.
Why am I here?
You're here because, brother, you got some fire that comes from your pen that we need to hear you spit, especially as we talk about the dark cloud of Black history.
Okay.
So, brother.
Let's do it.
We're going to move out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Okay, let's do it. Civilized leisure. Living in a place where walking down the street is considered a crime. So I pose this question. Shouldn't civilized leisure at least be civilized? And what's considered a crime if your skin is dark as mine? Better yet, does the punishment at least fit the crime? Something like, hello, how you doing? My name is, nice to meet you. Have a wonderful day today. Take it easy. Okay, I'll do the same. With a handshake and a pleasant goodbye. So I repeat, shouldn't civilized leisure at least be civilized? I mean, people shouldn't be dying over routine traffic stops. Why did you pull me over, officer? was I going the speed limit? My seatbelt was fastened. So what's the nature of this stop? And may I ask, what is a routine traffic stop? Can I at least call my kids and tell them I love them and tell them goodbye? I didn't thought that just going to work would end up in me losing my life. See, I tried to be a good man this 46 years and some change. So when Black Lives Matter march for me, they'll be marching for a good man. And I know the media will dig up stuff like when I got arrested for possession with the intent to distribute in 03, because that single fact will get you acquitted, sir, for murdering me. All lives matter will counter it and watch and say, well, I was a bad man and a drug dealer, ignoring the fact that I turned my life around, been on the same job for 17 years now. Go figure. Not breathing because of a flashing light. I got stopped and the lights were was a flash and my heart stopped from just a gun blast. And what's the price of my life if they're getting cash back? All they have to do is turn my name into a hashtag. Yo, so fuck your think piece and your march and your feelings, nigga. They are killing your brother, your sister, and your children, nigga. My cousin wanted me to teach him how to drive, and I told him, nah, because I'm trying to keep you alive. When you black, they don't cry until the day that you die. When you black, you don't live. You just learn to survive. I look at a black child in the eyes and tell them, sure none, the most important black man in America is a dead one. All these different stories judging me on how I live my life. So I ask once again, shouldn't civilized leisure at least be civilized? And that's that piece.
Why, son?
This is heavy because you hit on something so relatable to every brother that's listening to this. The part where you just talk about, am I going to make it home to my kids?
Yep.
When I get home.
Yep.
The object of leaving from wherever you at is to get home safe as possible. And everything else that happens around it, you constantly ask. I won't say that.
Nah.
The fact of the matter is,
just making it home, man.
For me,
seems like a life.
Go ahead, bro.
Yep. Yeah, that just making a home, man, seems like a tall task. Just making it home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just
think about it, man. We take it for granted, man. We leave the house every day. We don't ever think about when we make it back home.
So true, so true, so true. You know, for me, this piece, yeah, man, the moment you said, can I at least call my kids and say goodbye?
Yeah.
But that tore me up inside. I'm a father of five. And if I left out the house and I realized that I wasn't going to make it back, that would be the main thing I want to do, is call my kids and say bye.
Yes, sir. It's crazy because I wrote the piece, man, but, you know, you writing a piece and then you saying these words out loud, man, you know, they come to life. So, you know, just saying them, I got choked up a little bit just saying them because I didn't, you know, you don't realize this is somebody's life. Even though I pinned it, this is somebody's life.
Yeah.
Somebody didn't make it home today.
Absolutely.
That
Absolutely.
Part.
Hey, man, we appreciate you, bro. We appreciate you, but we got to get you over to the Get Out as well, man, after this dynamic piece, bro. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Jay Walk, coming ahead. Doing an emotional piece is tearing us apart. If you're still hearing the sound of my voice, congratulations. You've made it to the overtime hour of the show. If they were listening online, they got cut off. But we're still here. So next up on the mic, we have our favorite Canadian, J-Rob. Lady A is in the... Hello, Lady A.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good to hear from me.
Well, I'm really overwhelmed with all of the poetry and history, and it's just really been special. And I have something that I had a poem ready, but I changed my mind after listening, and I wanted to tell you a story of a woman, a Canadian woman, who now her face graces our $10 bill. And it's her story I would like to tell, if I may. It's not too terribly long, really. It's actually not long at all. And her name is... Her name is Viola Desmond. And almost a decade before Rosa Parks sparked the civil rights movement in the U.S., this woman in Nova Scotia kicked off Canada with a similar act of defiance at a segregated movie theater. And when I researched this lady, I didn't realize, because I've always thought that Canada was different. And we weren't any different. The only difference, it was more silent. And so this lady, Viola Desmond, became the first black person to appear on Canadian currency. And she's also the first woman to appear alone who's not a British royal on the currency, the $10 bill to be exact. When she was 32 years old, she was a business owner, a beautician from Halifax, Nova Scotia. And she stepped into history in November of 1946 when she tried to go see a movie. And she had been on the road selling beauty products when the Roslyn Theatre in New Glasgow, Nova Scotia, just to kill time while she was waiting for her car to be repaired. And she bought a ticket and sat in the seat of the theater's main floor, which was reserved for whites only. Blacks were expected to sit in the balcony. I had no idea that that was going on, I'm ashamed to say. Desmond refused to leave her seat after an usher asked her to move, so officers dragged her out and tossed her in jail. And she was charged with essentially tax evasion for failing to pay the full tax on the more expensive floor tickets in the theater, and the difference in the tax from the balcony was one penny. At the time, Canada did not have Jim Crow-type laws dictating that the races remain separate, but many Canadian businesses, like the Roseland Theater, enforced unwritten rules on segregation. And Desmond was convicted, but later appealed it, and the effort went all the way to the Nova Scotia Supreme Court, and it failed. And it fired up the province's black community. And the Nova Scotia Association for the Advancement of Colored People used the momentum in a number of campaigns that led to desegregation of workplaces in the province, and according to the Canadian Museum of Human Rights. And Ms. Desmond died in 1965 in New York City at the age of 50. And her honors that she's been given for Desmond, who is sometimes referred to as Canada's Rosa Parks, goes far beyond the banknote. She's been honored with a Canadian postage stamp. She's had a ferry into Halifax named for her, as well as a street. She's had her portrait hung in the ballroom of the government house. the official residence of the Lieutenant Governor of the province. But most importantly, she was granted a posthumous apology and pardon in 2010 for her arrest and conviction. And I'm just here to say that I'm ashamed that we indeed had this unwritten segregation and prejudice going on in my country, which I am so ashamed to say. But I'm also trying to honor her in the light of Black History Month. And her lovely face is on our Canadian $10 bill. And her history is one that's very strong. And I wanted to share that with you guys tonight.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Very good history. Very good history lesson. Thank you. Very good.
Well,
and I can appreciate that.
Now, maybe,
say,
you know, me being me, I would be remiss if I didn't say this. I do not own a single $10 Canadian bill. So if you'd like to send me a few of those, you know, I would frame them and say thank you.
Yeah, okay.
No, but that was
I'll send you a picture of one.
That was awesome. I believe you shared that story with me.
Yes, I did.
And,
yes, I did.
And it was amazing then, and it's amazing now. And what an honor. What an honor. So thank you for sharing that with us this evening.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, we're going to usher you to the Get Down dance floor. And I want to thank you for that piece once again. And I'm looking forward to hearing more from you throughout the next couple of weeks.
Definitely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our favorite Canadian on her way to the Get Down dance floor, Lady A. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Man, how impressive is that, bro?
Indeed, that was impressive. I loved it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, on the mic, we have Gwen C. Welcome, Gwen C. How you doing?
Hello, hello, hello. I am well. How are you?
I am great.
Tonight's a great night. Good to hear from you.
Yes, y'all got my heart heavy over here. Oh, my goodness. But it's all good stuff.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
You're going to make me write political
that's
again.
That's great.
Yes,
that's
y'all.
What
y'all
we're
doing
here
so. Everybody's
for.
Coming through. Good stories, good information. Love the story that Lee A, is that right, shared?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes,
and hobby piece.
Mm-hmm.
That was my favorite hobby ever.
Yeah,
yes.
He did the damn thing on that.
That was my fave hobby ever. I loved it.
He really did the damn thing on that.
For
yes, sure. But listen, tonight we're having the conversation regarding the dark cloud of Black history. And if you have something that you would like to share with us, me and Van are about to get out the way and let you get on down.
Thank you. Oh, say, can you see the blemish? One country, two ways of living. One side want to remove historical images. The other want to hide historical and current blemishes. Events uncalled for, trapped, barbed wired. Never a state of peace, content being bully. That so proudly we allow, we betray ourselves. A land of beauty where I know every tree be beautiful no matter their bark. Yet folk continue to try to cut shit, systemically tear things down, whose broad stripes divide, like redlining, gentrification, white, say, opioid, B epidemic, red blood shed from crack cells, but they say only Ninos did it, mangled. The worst type situation we could be in, creative young minds so valiantly dreaming, college degrees required, but access denied, poverty so easily pushed, private school education limited, opportunities gifted to those who look like the giver. Thank you for applying, but your background, not quite the right experience. And that unique name atop the resume be the first hint of it. And the rocket red glare, the cop that killed Tamir, his gun still there, freedom be his, identical to that of other cops that killed unarmed black men. This country doesn't love all kids or people or beings. Proof through the wrongs that rights still aren't there. One can't peacefully be black. One can't love black or its appropriation. One can't protest or you're against the nation. People can't just be normal, breathing, thinking, human beings. Folk can't be themselves. Teens be suicidal, yet, oh, they'll be okay. Folk ignore them, calling it a phase. Folk shoot their family, frame their friends, and beat up youngins for being gay. But, hey, that star-spangled banner still waves. America, be a soul-flawed beauty where peaceful protests be labeled un-American, but killing young Americans be accepted. Hungry kids be displayed and still be neglected. Billions run healthcare. Pharma always getting more customers. Vets be homeless, living in camps, tents erected. City officials create reasons to wreck it over the land of the free and the home of the brave. Like chemistry, you know, they say, like chemistry, we bonded with a government we boldly oppose. Yet our reaction shows we down for change, but not 10 toes. We scream about opportunity, fight for rights, then promote their exclusivity. We hate on our own supreme, allow it to be laced by politics. Folk want to build walls for protection. I can give you 10 folk right now waiting on immigration services who'd be more solid than 100 folk you currently sit with. America. America, the land of the free, where the biased jury still deliberating on the brave. End of piece.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Go ahead, Barry.
You know, Gwen C., this is one of the calmest I've ever heard you do a political piece. I'm used to you going in, but your cadence and the way that you delivered this piece really drew me in to everything that you had to say. And I appreciate you, and thank you so much for bringing this, because this piece is amazing.
Thanks, Sam.
Right, you're welcome.
This sounded like something that was heavy on your heart, and I'm humbled that you got this one out. I love the context of it, especially how you broke down the Star Spangled Banner in a courtroom. This is heavy. I like this a whole hell of a lot. And I want to thank you for starting our month off on the right foot. This is exactly
happy
what we wanted.
Happy to be here.
And, we're happy and humbled to have you here. And this is exactly how Van and I envision starting the month off. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. That was dope.
Thank you both. Thanks, J-Rob.
Thank you. Now we're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can, you know, do a few moves out there.
All right. Peace, love, see the work.
All right. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Gwen C. Wow. What a show. What a show. Let me give you the Epiphany lineup right now. Join us. Next show will actually be Saturday night, not tomorrow night. No show tomorrow, but Saturday night, Poetic Therapy with La Perla Negra. Sunday night, The Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration and Alonzo. Monday night is King and Queen's Quarters, Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, you heard Mojave, it's going to be War Council. Wednesday night, The Erotic Love Zone is VIP and La Perla La Negra. And we'll be right back here with another edition of The Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Last words, we're going to start with my brother, Wise Son.
This is the way you kick off Black History Month. This is the way we share light. To the poets, all of you who didn't think it was robbery to stop through and to have this kind of a conversation with us when we told you that sometimes uncomfortable conversations have got to happen, thank you for what you contributed to tonight's show. Please, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't get a chance to listen to these stories once again, take a look at the event page. I posted stuff like the lady that's on the $10 bill in Canada. I posted a old school hip-hop song that's not really a song. It is not rapping. It's just Martin Luther King giving a speech behind a really dope beat. And that's 30 years ago that this song came out. But I do all this because we love you. Van and I could talk all day. You see, sometimes we get lost in conversation, but without you poets, this show doesn't happen. Without your energy, without your conscious effort to bless us with your poetry, this doesn't happen. The diversity of your pen and the way that some of you stretch your pen and challenge your pens to come up with magnificent drips of creativity says that we're doing something right on the get down. And Van and I love you for it. Van Meadows, this is the beginning of a couple of weeks, some real serious conversation, bro. And I wouldn't have it any other way than to be able to sit in the pilot seat right next to you. So thank you. I love you. Can't wait for us to do this again. Bro, I can't never do this without you, man. We're a formidable team that does things in tandem when it comes to this poetry thing, and I'm honored to be sitting next to you in the co-pilot seat every single week. Salute to you, King.
Appreciate you, my brother. Salute to you, too. My good brother, I love you so much, man. I can't wait to see what the next coming weeks are going to bring us through other people's art, other people's words, other people's visions, other people's truths, other people's history. And brother, having you by my side as we do these shows, man, is an honor. And I'm truly, truly humbled that you decide to take your Thursdays and hang out with me for close to 3 hours. So I appreciate you, bro. To the Epiphany family, the callers, the poets, the listeners, without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. It's actually pretty clear. It's pretty simple. We're here for you. You come through and you share yourselves with us. And we love you for it. And we wouldn't have it any other way. You know, we do this night in and night out just to make sure that you have an outlet to be able to share your gift. And, you know, the Bible says that your gift will make way for you. You need to believe that. And you need to be present and share your gift as often as you can. As often as you can. This Epiphany Radio loves you. And we need you. So with that being said, we will see you Saturday night for Poetic Therapy. I can't wait. Looking forward to it. One love, one mic. Remember to take your socks off. Baby, baby. Peace, y'all.
Peace.